Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way Monday. We're so glad you joined us tonight. If anybody has opened this message from an archive source, please understand we're on a live teleconference meeting. That means that people will be dialing in from all over the place. We're going to give them a little few minutes here. Get in and get settled before we begin the message. And anytime you digital listeners, anytime you would like to join us live, you would dial 605-475-2090 on your telephone and enter your access code 373-363-#. And if you want to know more about us, you can go to freedomwayministries.com. Someone needs to mute, please. I have no idea. Okay, so if you would like to say hello, hold on 1 second. Okay, if you would like to say hello tonight and let us know you're here, that would be a good time to do that.
Hi, Vicki, it's Helen.
Hi, Helen. Welcome.
It's Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. Who
Good
else
evening,
wants
everyone.
To say hello?
Cindy and Steve.
Yay. Thank you.
Hi, Vicki and Phil. It's Charles.
Hello, Charles. Welcome.
Hello, Vicki.
Okay. Anyone else? So
Mark
far?
And Patty.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for being here.
Our pleasure.
Hallelujah. Going to be a good week. Every day's a holiday. Every meal's a banquet in the kingdom of God. Amen. Any other callers would like to say hello? Say hello, caller.
Hi, it's Marie.
Hi, Marie. Welcome. Is that Michaela?
Yes.
Okay.
You had a good first day.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Vicki.
We have a really wonderful message for you guys tonight that has blessed me, and I hope it will bless you. Anybody else want to say hello before we get started? If not, gosh, we're a little bit earlier than normal. Should we give them another minute? Okay. Hallelujah. Ding. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute your telephones. For anyone who might be new on the line, what that means is if you have noise in your background, in your house, your car, or wherever you're listening from. Others will not be affected by it because we won't be able to hear what's coming through your phone. Hold on. Hallelujah, and you should still be able to hear us just fine.
Good evening and welcome. Phil Burdett here. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We're Freedom's Way Ministries, and this is our Freedom's Way Monday night message. You will be blessed tonight. It's full of good meat, and it will help you grow. Praise the Lord. We grow with you all the time. This is a blessing. We are Freedom's Way Ministries. Our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and enjoy all the benefits of kingdom living and kingdom authority. And anything we can do in that area, we are glad to help. Hallelujah. Amen. Glad that you came. I'm going to pray us in and get started. So just relax and enjoy. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this message. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the anointing on the word. We give you all the honor and all the glory for it, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord, that you have a good word to speak to us, to help us grow in you. And we are willing and able. And as I say, we return the glory to you. And in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment against this message that would blunt it, distort it in any way, that God's people wouldn't receive what God has intended for them. And I say again, Holy Spirit, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We at Freedom's Way are putting together another book. The title is Higher Faith, Greater Power, Deeper Peace. Tonight will be chapter 6, titled What Abraham Found. Now, if any of you have missed these meetings and you would like to have them, at the end of the meeting, just let me know and I'll send you links for each previous chapter or whichever one you missed. So, here we go. Hallelujah. Concerning faith, God has revealed significant insights about what Abraham discovered and how he became known as the father of faith and a friend of God. These are insights that look into many of the principles of God, which are still in effect and working in the world today. Through an understanding of these principles, we can step into agreement with what Abraham found and reap the benefits of faith toward God, which is, as you all know, one of the doctrines of Christ in Hebrews chapter 6. Knowing that faith worked in love by believers as the voice of God activates angels to perform the words we speak, knowing that encourages us to lift our voices in the truth of God, not in the facts of worldly circumstances. Realizing our position and our intimate connection in the spirit realm provides us a powerful platform for transformation, making faith-filled and heartfelt confessions of the Lordship of Jesus and of our true identity in Him enables us to understand why Abraham was called a friend of God and the father of faith. What was it Abraham found, and can we find the same things? Let's look in Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he has whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that works is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that works not, but believes on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Thank you for your word, Lord. From these verses, we can see Abraham found that he could receive from God just as if he had never sinned. Abraham believed God. His belief that God was for him and not against him, that God would take care of him no matter what, and that he didn't have to earn God's love and attention, that was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham found that faith toward God, not works for God, brings justification to the ungodly. Faith makes us righteous. Righteousness is not about what we do, it's about whom we believe. Rather than trying to earn God's favor, Abraham stepped into God's faith and thus was favored by him. Also, Abraham found how to stand on God's word and how to act on God's word. Just think about it. Abraham had a promise from God. Isaac was the product of that promise. God told Abraham that from Isaac would come a multitude of people. That was the word of God to Abraham. That was the word Abraham believed when he took this child of promise up the mountain in obedience to God's command to sacrifice the child.
Genesis 22, verses 1 through 8. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham? And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and get you into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide you here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Now, most Christians know the story, but let's look at it again. I think God has something more to say about faith here. In the first verse, it says God did tempt Abraham. But wait a minute. In the book of James, we're taught that God does not tempt man. Is that a contradiction? Well, no. In Genesis, the definition of tempt is test self. Tests are to show us, not God, what is in our hearts. When God tells us to do something, he wants us to know ourselves a little better. Will we believe him and comply with the hard thing he is asking? He knows whether or not we will. We don't always know. When the enemy tempts us with evil, again, God already knows what we'll do. We're the ones who need to know what's in our heart. Is it faith or is it fear? Abraham's...
I just got to interrupt. That really, for us to know, we need to know. We do not know how, you know, we can, and all day long people will do this. They'll say, oh, well, if that happened to me, I'd do such and such or so and so. You do not know that. Until it happens to you, you don't really know what's in your heart and what you would do.
Okay, amen. Abraham stood on God's word. He knew that God had said Isaac was the one, the child of promise. Abraham believed that if he killed his son, God would raise the boy up again. God had spoken a promise, and he is faithful to his word. And Abraham knew that. Abraham had great faith. Hebrews 11, 17 to 19. By faith Abraham went, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall your seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Scripture here tells us Abraham saw in a vision his son returning with him and knew God would not leave him dead, even if Isaac was killed. But I don't think Abraham ever thought even for a minute God would actually require the sacrifice of his son.
I don't think so.
First of all, he told the young men with them, wait here, we'll be back. My son are going up, but we're coming back together. Then when Isaac asked his father, where's the lamb we're going to sacrifice? Abraham answered, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice. That was a prophetic word about the Lord Christ Jesus and an uncompromised example of faith.
Amen. Pardon me. Excuse me. So, Abraham already knew that he and Isaac were coming back. That's what he said to his servants. But Abraham and Isaac took the wood and the fire and a knife, and away they went up the mountain. I've often wondered what Isaac thought when his father tied him to that altar and raised the knife. Abraham was willing to go all the way with God because he stood on God's word to him. And not only did he stand on it, he acted on the word he had been given by God. God wanted Abraham to be sure in his heart. And he was. Don't you know? That was a faith-building experience for both Abraham and Isaac. Isaac obviously trusted his own father completely also, because we don't see anywhere in the scripture that he resisted being tied up and put on the altar of sacrifice. That's amazing to me. One of the things that I have always found revelatory is the ram that was caught in the bush. Genesis 22:13. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram, caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. It's such a simple little, oh yeah, okay. But think about it. Here we see a ram stuck by his horns in a thicket. We can surmise that the ram had been there the whole time. Why? Because if the ram had been recently entangled, it would have struggled to free itself, and Abraham and Isaac would have noticed it. They got up the mountain. They created the altar. They laid the wood. They bound Isaac and put him down on it and still didn't notice that ram. If that animal had been thrashing around, they would have seen it. This animal must have been wearied from fighting to free itself and just too tired to make a noise or a movement when Abraham came into sight. Now, to me, that's an amazing testimony of God's provision. He already has in place what we need when we need it, and we often don't even notice. The ram was in place long enough not to call attention to itself. I can imagine that if Abraham and Isaac had noticed this animal as soon as they got there, Abraham's reasoning might have kicked in. There's the sacrifice. I won't have to lay my son on the altar after all. Human reasoning would get in the way of God's plan. In the last chapter, we talked about reasoning and faith. We didn't, but I think that's one of the reasons. Reasoning's the reason.
Even before Isaac was born, Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God. The promise of his having a natural son. The word says Abraham considered not his own body. He knew that in the natural world and the physical sense of things, he was totally incapable of impregnating his wife, who was herself was beyond childbearing years. Those were the facts, but that wasn't the truth. Romans 4, verses 16 to 21. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Amen. So Abraham was fully persuaded. That what God said he'd do, he'd do. Not only was God capable, he was willing. God performs his word. When we have a word from the Lord, we need to stand on it and then act on it, led by the Holy Spirit. This is where faith comes alive, in our actions, not in our lip service. If we only stand, faith can die. But when we act, faith will live and grow. I want to interject here. Over the years in ministry with people, I have heard many times someone say this or something very similar. I'm standing, but I don't see it. It's not happening. We must stand and act. When we act, faith will live and grow. Abraham found he could act like God and speak things that are not as though they are. Ephesians 5:1, be you therefore followers of God as dear children. Abraham was a follower of God. He did what God did. Jesus is our example, and we are to follow that example. Jesus' life was a do-it-this-way pattern for us as believers, and we need to learn to follow him. Abraham was fully persuaded of the truthfulness and the power of God, and it was considered righteousness in him. And the same is true for us. Romans 4:22-25. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Galatians 3:7-9. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Obviously, Abraham found faith that pleases God. Being fully persuaded of God's faithfulness, that does not come by experience in the natural. It comes by discernment in the spirit.
Oh, say that again.
Being fully persuaded of God's truthfulness does not come by experience in the natural. It comes by discernment in the spirit. Abraham had no physical evidence that God could raise his son from the dead. There's no evidence that a resurrection from the dead had ever occurred. Yet the word tells us, as we just read in Hebrews, that Abraham accounted that God could raise up Isaac even from the dead. The full persuasion of God's ability to do this was not imparted to Abraham by natural experience, but by spiritual perception. Abraham had a vision, a figure, as the scripture says, of his son alive and well. He may even have imagined the scenario of his killing his son and then seeing him come alive again by the hand of God. Whatever this figure was in which Abraham received Isaac, the implication is one of eternal vision. It was that of seeing things God's way.
Seeing things the way God sees them. That's eternal vision. Wow. Hallelujah. faith that pleases God is faith that speaks the things of God into existence. I'm going to say that again. Faith that pleases God is faith that speaks the things of God into existence, as Abraham did through his confession that God would provide himself a sacrifice. Faith that pleases God is faith that does not consider the circumstances and surroundings. Just as Abraham did not consider his own body. Faith that pleases God is faith that does not stagger at the promise of God. There's no contradiction of his word, and there is no compromise. Abraham did not stagger at the promise. He was fully persuaded and willing to obey without question God's assignment. Faith that pleases God is faith that knows God will perform his word. Abraham followed the directive knowing God was able. Faith that pleases God is faith that God's word has authority. Believers have been given the right to its fullness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Abraham is not just the father of Israel. He is the father of all who walk by faith.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Romans 4:16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Isaiah 61, verse 9, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, and they are the seed which the Lord has blessed.
Amen. Amen. The Jewish people. The Jewish people are the natural seed of Abraham. We, who were not a people, are also the seed of Abraham because we believe God. 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Galatians 3:14-16. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus the Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is Christ. The seed of Abraham, one seed, Christ. In these words is our corporate definition and expectation. Here's a reminder. The body of Christ is the seed of Abraham. Jew and Gentile together. Those who believe. Explained in the book of Revelation as the 144,000. The number 144 denotes godly government. 12 is God's number for government. 12 patriarchs times 12 apostles is 144, which is followed by three zeros. The word zera, from which we get our word zero, means seed. Three little zeros, three little seeds. Three is the completion or the fullness of the thing that is named, which here is zera, or seed. The fullness of the seed of Abraham, also known as the fullness of Christ, is seen in the 144,000 as the body of Christ. It's not a literal number. It's a message of authority in bringing God's government through Jesus Christ into its fullness. How long will it take to see that fulfillment? That's up to us. The three zeros after a number means thousand, and thousand is a word which in biblical translation means an indeterminate length of time set aside for a specific purpose. In other words, until we get it right. Until we get it right. Hallelujah. Anyway, we, the believing Jew and the believing Gentile together, we are the seed of Abraham, the body of Christ. Hallelujah, Lord.
We are the friends of God, as is Abraham, when we act on the word. Righteousness is imputed to us because of our faith toward God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. We have been made the righteousness of God, and we are called the sons and daughters of God. It is all by faith, by acting on the word of God in faith. One of the ways we act in faith on the word of God is to bring judgment on evil in our lives.
Amen.
It is by faith in the blood of the Lord Christ Jesus that we can rid ourselves of evil spirits. His blood is all-powerful and effective to bring judgment on evil and justice to the person, you or me. When God removes wickedness, He leaves righteousness. Every time we speak to an evil spirit and tell it to go, we are acting in faith on the word of God. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We are the righteousness. Excuse me, the righteousness of God by faith in Christ Jesus, in Christ, who is in us, righteousness is imputed. Come out from the unclean things. This is the kind of faith that pleases God. This is the kind of faith which moves us into our inheritance as sons and daughters of God. This is the kind of faith that defines the overcomers who are the 144,000 spoken of in the book of Revelation. Faith is ours to enjoy, to develop, to use for the advancement of God's kingdom in the earth. I would like for all God's children to take another step in that advancement by restoring to God what is rightfully His. He bought and paid for our restoration. And many of us have only moved into restoration in some aspect, but not all aspects of our lives. We're leaving so much of the gift of salvation, we're leaving it in the box. We each have something yet to overcome, something that is attached to the beast of self, something from which we need to separate ourselves. We can do that. We can do that now by the grace of God. Someone needs to push. Are we? Okay, I hope I'm still with you. We were hearing something, so I put it on a presentation mode. I don't know how this is working. Someone needs to mute out there. Star 6, please.
Somebody hear us?
Hallelujah. Okay, yes, we're still connected. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to go back just a little way here. We each have something we have yet to overcome, something that is attached to the beast of self, something from which we need to separate ourselves. We can do that by the grace of God through faith as we pray. Right now, I ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to each one of us the thing He is ready to have us remove from our lives. Lord, just put your finger on it. Bring it to mind. God is faithful. God is faithful. Show us our hearts, Lord, so that we can come out from the unclean thing, so that we can break agreement with the lie of hell that has bound our confessions to the laws of death. Help us, Jesus. I'm going to stray from the text for a moment and just say, again, over the years, I've heard many people say, well, you know, if God wants me to stop that, He'll just take it away. No, There is a balance in God's sovereignty and man's responsibility. And the word tells us, cleanse yourselves, therefore, of all unrighteousness of the flesh and the spirit. Well, God knows I'm doing this. He doesn't mind. Really, have you read the word? Show us our hearts, Lord, so that we can come out from the unclean thing, that we can break agreement with the lie of hell that has bound our confessions to the laws of death. As the Holy Spirit brings something to your mind, know that it is because He wants to deal with it, and He needs your agreement with Him. Now, some of those pictures you may be getting are from your childhood. You've carried the bitterness long enough. You have carried that feeling of worthlessness long enough. You've carried the recurring illness long enough. You've carried the pain from rejection long enough. You've carried the torment, the fear, the unbelief. You've carried those things long enough. Right now, by faith, you can let it go. So I am asking, if you want to let it go, then pray this prayer with me. For those who may be new on the line, we pray out loud. The reason we do that is that only God can read your mind. Angels need to hear you because, according to Psalm 103, they excel in strength and they hearken. That means they're listening so they can obey. They hearken to the voice of the Word of God. When you are speaking words in agreement with God, those angels are released to perform that word, to fight your battles, to minister to you, to bring you the comfort, the courage, whatever it is you need. And the demons also need to hear that you do not agree with them. So they have no reason to hang on. So, if you will, pray with me tonight. Father God.
Father God.
I believe, help my unbelief.
I believe, help my unbelief.
Lord, I admit I've received a lie from hell.
Lord, I admit I've received a lie from hell.
I admit I believed that lie.
I admit I believed that lie.
And I admit, in some way, I have lived that lie.
I admit that in some way, I have lived that lie.
I repent to you, Father, for having done that.
I repent to you, Father, for having done that.
Right now and forever.
Right now and forever.
I make the decision to live in the truth.
Make the decision to live in the truth.
I break all agreement.
I break all agreement.
With the unclean, disobedient.
With the unclean, disobedient,
rebellious spirit, any lying devil, that has bound my confessions to the laws of death, and I loose myself from the snare of the enemy. I break agreement with spirits of bitterness.
I break agreement with spirits of bitterness.
Worthlessness.
Infirmity.
Rejection.
I
break agreement with torment.
I break agreement with torment.
Fear. Unbelief.
And unbelief.
Lord, I bind myself to your redeeming blood.
Lord, I bind myself to your redeeming blood.
So that I can receive my full inheritance.
So I can receive my full inheritance.
I choose to believe your word.
I choose to believe your word.
To speak your word, Lord.
To speak your word, Lord.
To act on your word, Lord.
To act on your word, Lord.
No longer will I allow interlopers from hell.
No longer will I allow interlopers from hell.
To hold me back or keep me down.
To hold me back or keep me down.
Arise, Lord, in me.
Arise, Lord, in me.
It's time for you to work.
Time for you to work.
For they have made void your law.
For they have made void your law.
Cast out the wicked, Lord.
Cast out the wicked, Lord.
From my heart.
From my heart.
Leave me your righteousness.
Leave me your righteousness.
In full measure.
In full measure.
I declare and decree.
I declare and decree.
The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
Has made me free of the law of sin and death.
Has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Free me, Lord God.
Free me, Lord God.
As only you can.
As only you can.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Ooh, amen. Hallelujah. I just want to sweep up a little bit. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Redeemer, our Messiah. And in the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus, I take the sword of the Spirit and I sever any generational cords of iniquity or evil soul ties that have held these things in place in your life. I cut through those cords completely. I send back in the Spirit any ungodly thing that attaches itself to you. And I take back for you every godly thing you were meant to have. And in the name of Jesus, I speak to spirits that are unclean. I speak to unclean spirits. I speak to disobedient, rebellious spirits, lying spirits. God's people has broken agreement with you, and you must go. I cast you out from every cell in their body, every thought in their mind, every emotion in their heart. And I send you to the pit, according to the word of God, where burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. I speak to any and all spirits of bitterness, worthlessness, infirmity, rejection, torment, fear and unbelief, get up, get out, and go. If I, by the finger of God, cast out devils, know that the kingdom of God is come to you, to you. Yes, you, God's people, each and every one of you that broke agreement with these things. In the name of Jesus, I speak to those things, loose them. I send you into the consuming fire of God. And I thank you, Father, that you fill us up. Fill us, Lord, with more of you. Fill us with every fruit of your Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, faith, gentleness, goodness, meekness, self-control. Fill us up, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Help us come into that place of being fully persuaded of your truthfulness, your faithfulness, that what you say you do, you do. Give us that full persuasion, Lord, that we do not stagger at the promise. that we do not compromise, that we give up plan B and press into you and you alone. Fill us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am not sure if your phones are muted where you can unmute. So if someone would just unmute your phone and let me know if you are unmuted, that would be good. If you're talking and I'm not responding, yeah, okay. Let me try something here.
Okay, we're unmuted.
Okay, now, according to my voice prompt, you should be able to unmute your phone by pressing *6. If you have a comment or a question, or if you didn't have an opportunity to let me know you're here and you'd like to, *6 puts you on the conference lines.
Hi, Vicki. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Claudia. Did I hear you, Claudia? All right. I'm here.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Vic. Thank you.
Good night. Hello, everyone.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
You're welcome, and we're going to close the line in just a minute. Pastor Phil will bless us and give us the benediction. If you want to hang on, if you need to go, that's up to you.
I'm here.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything? You have a question? You have a comment?
Yeah,
be
can
glorified,
you hear me?
Lord. Be glorified,
yes.
Lord. Be glorified.
Amen.
Thank you, Charles. And Finn, go ahead.
Yeah, I had fallen asleep, and I came in at 9 o'clock, and I entered into the call, and then I was hearing some voices myself, and that's when you said there's somebody there that needs to mute their line. So I muted my line after that. But anyway, I went through that whole prayer and prayed with you, and it's going to make a difference in my life.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Anybody else?
I would say it was really good. Like, I just need to listen to it again so I can get more out of it.
Okay, Kyle, I will send you the link when I get it.
Okay, thank you. And I wanted to say it was something about you were saying that about the faith act. No, it was about, I forget, but I have to listen to it again.
Okay. Well, as you listen again, if you have questions, write them down. Give me a call.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Vicki.
Who else? Yes, go ahead.
This is Finn. I missed from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. But I still got a lot of preaching at me, and I went through that prayer. So if you wouldn't mind sending the whole thing, I'd listen to it again.
Sure. I'll be glad to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was tonight.
Yeah.
That's a lot. For me, it was a lot. I mean, a lot that touched deeply, and a lot that I don't.
Your spirit gets it. It'll come. Your spirit gets it.
Yeah, it was a lot tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother and sister, for bringing us the word. Thank you, brother and sister. I want to see if I could get it sent to me, too, sister, if you could send me that call back line. I was about 5 minutes late tonight, too, then. I got held up with a job a little bit out here, brother and sister. I've been there, though.
I'll send it, Mitch.
I want to share it with someone else. I want to share it with someone else is what I want to do with it, too. I've got a good friend and stuff. I want to share it with them also, then. But thank you, brother and sister. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the fruits of the Spirit. Thank you, brother. Thank you for bringing it to us.
Praise God.
Praise you, Lord. Y'all gonna mute back out, guys. I was here though. I was just a few minutes late. Don't get on me too bad, Pastor.
I won't make you stand in the corner. Three Hail Marys.
Love you guys.
Don't even go there.
I was kidding.
I know.
I was kidding. Three Hail Marys. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go get
six Our Fathers and three Hail Marys.
Okay. No,
I apologize. I apologize.
All right.
Forgiven.
You are forgiven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you, Lord, that you seal it in our hearts, that we grow in this, Lord, and that we are just thank you, Lord, that you are filling us afresh with so much power, so much anointing, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We worship you this evening. We worship you, Father God. We are so appreciative, Father, for all your goodness, all that you're doing with us, and all that you have in mind to do, Lord. We are so appreciative. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bow our knee this evening to you, Father God. You are holy. You are an awesome God. We worship you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you that you seal it in our hearts, that you're encamping your angels around your people this week, giving us a God-filled, glorious week in you, Lord. Speak to our minds and our hearts in the coming days, Lord, that we are just giving out what we are receiving in a proper way, Lord. Speak to our minds. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. We worship you.
Yes.
And as Aaron, the high priest of Israel, bless the people of Israel, the children of God, I bless you tonight with the Aaronic benediction from Numbers, the 6th chapter, verses 24-26. God bless you as you receive the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew and English. Amen. Yivarechach Adonai ve'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai panav elecha ifunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yisem lecha Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, give you shalom. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua the name of Jesus, the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace.
The Prince of Peace, I receive.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
Hallelujah.
You seal it in our hearts tonight, Lord. And we grow in you. Thank you. Put us in the process to your glory, Father. In the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Our Father, thank you.
for joining us tonight. As you rest, may the Lord bring you restoration in any area that you need it. We'll be back here Monday morning, 7:15 for the King's Table. Monday night, we will have Chapter 7. I can't wait to hear what I got to say.
Hallelujah. Love you all.
Good night. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good night.
Good night, y'all. Thank you. Good night. Bless you
all.
Good
night, everybody. Good night.
See you in the morning.
Good night. Good
night. Tomorrow's Saturday. No, tomorrow's Tuesday.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking this was Friday night. All right. Forget it. We'll be back here. We'll be back here in the morning at 7:15 for the King's Table. Friday night, this message will be repeated as the Holy Spirit leads. And then next Monday, you get Chapter 7. I got it right this time.
Yeah. Now I'm going to have sweet sleep this time.
Thank you. God bless you all. Yes. Sweet sleep. Divine rest on you.
Amen.
So you can get up bright and early and join us for the King's Table. Bye now.
Bye.